आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्रेट एंड ले द फाउंडेशन स्टोन ऑफ डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ अराउंड 6,350 करोड़ रुपीस इन वाराणसी। ऑल्सो टू फ्लैग ऑफ टू न्यू अमृत भारत ट्रेन्स linking Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh to highlight India's zero tolerance stance on terrorism and extremism at SCO meet in Kyrgyzstan today. Five new districts created in Union Territory of Ladakh, fulfilling people's long pending demand. Madhya Pradesh government constitutes high level committee to examine feasibility of implementing the Uniform Civil Code. US considering Iran's offer to open Strait of Hormuz in exchange for Washington lifting blockade on Iranian ports and to end war. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Delhi Capitals by 9 wickets in a one-sided encounter in Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Uttar Pradesh beginning today. He will reach his parliamentary constituency Varanasi this evening and participate in Mahila Sammelan, where he will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that Mahila Sammelan will witness the presence of women in large numbers from across the region.
More than 40,000 women are expected to take part in the Sammelan, and the security of PM's function will also be managed by women security personnel. On this occasion, Prime Minister will launch many development projects related to his constituency, which includes 30 rural drinking water schemes under the Jal Jeevan Mission, the redevelopment of Chandravati Ghat, tourism development of Sarangnath Temple near Sarnath, and beautification and renovation works of St. Ravidas Park, Nagwa. To promote sports activities in the region, PM will also inaugurate a synthetic hockey turf at UP College. Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of over 112 projects worth around rupees 5,300 crores, which include development of tourism facilities at key ghats including Assi Ghat, Dashashwamedh Ghat and Namo Ghat. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
The Prime Minister will also flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains linking Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra this evening. He will also lay the foundation stone of the Varanasi Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Junction, third and fourth railway line project, including the construction of rail cum road bridge over the Ganga River. We have a report.
The Amrit Bharat Express trains, which are being launched, will connect Banaras Hadaspar in Pune and Ayodhya Lokmanya Tilak Terminus in Mumbai. These trains will provide affordable and modern travel options and enhance connectivity between Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. The Banaras Pune service will facilitate easier access to Kashi Vishwanath Dham, while the Ayodhya Mumbai service will improve connectivity to the Sri Ram Mandir Tirth Kshetra, strengthening links between key religious destinations. With the launch of these two new services, the total number of operational Amrit Bharat Express trains will rise to 66. While the project related to the laying of third and fourth railway line will improve access to Kashi Vishwanath Dham, National Highway 19 and strengthen rail connectivity with eastern Uttar Pradesh and Bihar. Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Varanasi.
During the second leg of the visit tomorrow, the Prime Minister will travel to Hardoi to inaugurate the 594-kilometer long six-lane Ganga Expressway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok today. Governor of Sikkim Om Prakash Mathur, Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang Gole, ministers of Sikkim, several MPs will also attend the event. Mr. Modi will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of various development projects over 4,000 crore rupees across the state. Prime Minister will also address a gathering on the occasion. Our correspondent has the details.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay foundation stone of various sectors including infrastructures, connectivity, healthcare, education, power, environment, tourism and agriculture for the holistic and inclusive development in Sikkim. The prominent projects include laying the foundation stone for a 100-bedded Ayurveda hospital at Yangon in Namsi district. The permanent campus of the Sikkim University at Yangyang will also be inaugurated. To mark the day, the Sikkim government will present a mega cultural event, 1000 Steps of Unity, involving over 1500 local artists that will reflect the culture and traditions of the region. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
Last evening, Prime Minister interacted with the prominent citizens of Sikkim and exchanged views on a wide range of issues. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation SCO Defence Ministers meeting in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. He arrived in Bishkek yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during the meeting, he will highlight India's commitment towards global peace amidst the security challenges prevailing in the world. He underlined that he will also convey the country's consistent stance on zero tolerance for terrorism and extremism. The defense minister said that he looks forward to interacting bilaterally with the counterparts of other SCO member states and with the Indian community at Bishkek. In Ladakh, five new districts have been created to fulfill long-pending demand and aspirations of the people of the region. With these new districts, Union Territory has a total of seven districts. The newly created districts are Nubra, Sham, Changthang, Janskar and Dras. Earlier, Ladakh had only two districts, Leh and Kargil. Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena said that the move aligns with the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's for a developed and prosperous Ladakh.
People in Ladakh have welcomed this historic decision of Union Territory Administration with a positive spirit for transformative decision for unlocking the immense potential of development of Ladakh. Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena, in a social media post, termed the decision will strengthen the governance and development in remote areas of Ladakh, and it will move aligned with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of developed and prosperous Ladakh. With this new administrative formation, the people will benefit in reducing travel distance, as sometimes they have to travel up to 300 km in the existing two districts, and it will also ensure faster and more effective delivery of public services. Yangchen Dolma for Akashvani, Leh Ladakh.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Madhya Pradesh government has constituted a high-level committee to examine the feasibility of implementing the Uniform Civil Code in the state. An order in this regard was issued yesterday. The committee will be chaired by Justice Ranjana Prasad Desai, former judge of the Supreme Court. Among its responsibilities, the panel will examine models adopted by states such as Uttarakhand and Gujarat while taking into account the social, cultural and economic realities of Madhya Pradesh. The committee has been directed to submit its report along with a draft bill within 60 days. In Gujarat, the counting of votes for the local body elections will be held today. Extensive security and administrative measures have been put in place at counting centres across the state to ensure a transparent counting process. The counting will determine the outcomes of 15 municipal corporations, 84 nagarpalikas, 34 district panchayats and 260 taluka panchayats alongside by-elections held for 9 seats across 11 municipalities. U.S. President Donald Trump met his national security team to discuss Iran's latest proposal to open the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for the U.S. lifting its blockade on the country's ports and to end the war. Iran's latest efforts came during Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi's talks in St. Petersburg with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Addressing a press conference, White House spokesperson Caroline Levitt informed that Mr. Trump is discussing Iran's latest proposal without sharing the meeting's outcome. She told reporters that there was a discussion and Mr. Trump will directly speak on this topic very soon.
I will confirm the president has met with his national security team this morning, but the proposal was being discussed. What I will reiterate is that the president's red lines with respect to Iran have been made very, very clear, not just to the American public, but also to them as well.
Meanwhile, the opening of the Strait of Hormuz is yet the biggest concern for the globe, which is a crucial waterway for transporting one-fifth of the global oil supplies. We have more from a correspondent.
The International Maritime Organization says nearly 20,000 seafarers remain stranded in the Gulf, while UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had urged all sides to reopen the strait immediately to protect global trade. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has delivered one of Europe's strongest criticism of Washington's approach, saying United States entered the conflict without a clear exit plan and is now paying the price. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
The Minister of Health and Family Welfare urged states and union territories to strengthen preparedness in view of heat wave conditions expected during the upcoming summer months. In a letter written to the Chief Secretaries of States and Union Territories, Secretary Minister of Health and Family Welfare Punya Salila Srivastava said that above normal heat wave days are likely from April to June this year across parts of East, Central and Northwest India as well as the Southeast Peninsula, based on forecasts by the India Meteorological Department. Gujarat continues to reel under severe heat wave as temperatures soar across the state, with Ahmedabad recording a scorching 44.8 degrees centigrade yesterday. Details from our Ahmedabad correspondent.
In response to the extreme heat wave conditions, the Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation has activated a comprehensive heat action plan. For the first time, QR code system has been introduced to help citizens monitor real-time hotspots and ward-wise temperatures during peak afternoon hours. The health department has advised citizens to avoid outdoor activities between 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. and to stay hydrated. With the mercury expected to hover around 44 degrees until early May, administrative teams remain on high alert to tackle heat-related emergencies across the state. Aparna Khun, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions today in places over Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Odisha, Rayalaseema, Telangana, Vidarbha, and West Rajasthan. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Delhi Capitals by 9 wickets in a one-sided encounter at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. In today's fixture, Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals at Mulanpur in New Chandigarh this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Abhishek. From textile to technology, India-New Zealand FTA to expand horizons, reports The Pioneer. India-New Zealand sign historic free trade deal, leads The Hindu. Iran offers conditional deal to U.S. on Hormuz, says Hindustan Times. High decibel campaign ends in West Bengal, leads The Pioneer. Prime Minister's open letter, Mamata's roadshow mark final push as Bengal campaign ends, states The Tribune. The Statesman, in its editorial piece, Unscripted Vision, writes that the death of Raghu Rai marks more than the passing of a celebrated photographer. It signals the quiet erosion of a way of seeing India that is increasingly rare. Rai belonged to a generation for whom the camera was not an instrument of spectacle, but of attention, an unblinking witness to both authority and anonymity. Rebels recast Rajya Sabha MAF as 7 Aam Aadmi Party MPs formally merge with BJP, boosting NDA tally, writes the Statesman. Dinesh Trivedi made envoy to Bangladesh, reports the Tribune. Rajnath Singh in Bishkek today for SCO talks of defence mantris, informs the Asian Age. And finally, as Delhi is reeling under intensifying summer heat, the Times of India writes, schools to ring water bell for kids, move activities indoors. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Varanasi. Also to flag off two new Amrit Bharat trains linking Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to highlight India's zero-tolerance stance on terrorism and extremism at SCO meet in Kyrgyzstan today. 5 new districts created in Union Territory of Ladakh, fulfilling people's long-pending demand. Madhya Pradesh government constitutes higher-level committee to examine feasibility of implementing the Uniform Civil Code. US considering Iran's offer to open Strait of Hormuz in exchange for Washington lifting blockade on Iranian ports and to end war. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Delhi Capitals by 9 wickets in a one-sided encounter in Delhi. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.